away from home, Dolphin Island. Let's check in with the mayor of Dolphin Island, Jeff Collier, now, who was enjoying a long night on the island last night. Y'all lost power pretty early on, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We lost power around, I guess, around 7 o'clock or so, and it was pretty much when the first feeder band came through. We had some pretty intense winds and rains, and I heard at least one transformer blow, and there were some other issues, apparently. So, yeah, the island was without power. I will say, though, the power company actually made it back on the island last night around 2 o'clock this morning and actually started restoring power. And right now, I think mostly the east end of the island is back up and running, the east end being from Lemoyne Drive east, which is the road that you come in at the water tower. So pretty much everything on that east end is back up and running, whereas the west end is still out.
All right. So, I got a lot of questions about that last night, folks, on the east end. So power is back up on the east end this morning. Mayor, how is travel? If you get down Lemoyne and you get to Bienville, hang that right, start heading west, how far do you go?
Well, one of our staffers has been down. He kind of got down around Sam Houston and turned around at that point. So that's maybe half mile or so past the two-lane, four-lane. I'm about to load up here with our police department. We've got a couple of Humvees, and we're going to try to see if we can get down to the end. So that's exactly what I'm trying to do as we speak. So they're supposed to be picking me up here shortly. Other than that, you know, we did have quite a bit of rain and wind. I haven't heard of any other significant problems overnight. I've talked with our police department, and they didn't report any kind of emergency-type situations and things of that nature. So I'm thinking that, for the most part, we fared pretty well. Again, yet to be seen as the West End area.
Yeah, I was just talking about that with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. I was down there yesterday and had to go down to the West End to get some sand for some sandbags from a lot we have down there. And I was heading back. Things were fine. There's a little bit of rain pulled up in Bienville, but nothing major. And then no sooner did I get back to Mobile, I start looking at video coming in. And that fast, the storm surge had pushed onto Bienville all down the West End.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. I mean, once it gets to that certain low elevation, I mean, you know, it's very, very low elevation down there, you know, very little defense. And so any amount of high tide and wave action is going to come across the beaches and onto the main road down there. So I'm just hoping we don't have a lot of sand in the road. That's the biggest problem. You know, water can kind of get away fairly quickly. It's when it piles up sand in the middle of the road when it makes it difficult for us. Of course, our friends with water and sewer, they'll have some significant challenges to deal with again as well. Of course, they turned off the water supply down there in most areas, so that'll help them bring the system back up. So we'll see. Once we get down there and put our eyes on it, we'll know a lot more of what we're dealing with.
All right, so it depends on what you see then for when water will be restored on the West End?
Well, it would be partially, yeah, with the water supply. The main thing that we're going to be looking at when we go is going to be travel. It's going to be looking at what are we going to have to do, what kind of equipment we're going to have to bring in to potentially clear the roadway so that we can get vehicles and people back down into those areas. And that's the big question, and that's the thing that I don't know the answer to right now.
What are you telling property owners about returning to the island today, those that are not on the island currently?
I would say if they could, just hold off until we can, and we'll put word out on our both town website, Facebook page, mass email. We'll try to relay that information as soon as we have it to give people a bit of a perspective. And so I would not come down here or rush down here just thinking you're going to go down to the West End, because it may be quite difficult at best. So I would just sit tight.
All right. Dolphin Island Mayor Jeff Collier, thanks for checking in with us this morning, and we'll reach back out to you later on.
Okay, thanks, John.
All right, checking in from Dolphin Island, Mayor Jeff Collier.